COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Blake Lively is feuding with a co-star, and we're going thirst trapping with Katy Perry and Teresa Giudice.
And later, my buddy Garcelle Beauvais, Vaughn W. Ebron, and Donna Bisco will be here to talk about their new movie, Tempted by Love.
And Gary is joining us remotely today from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Brad, darling, I miss you so much, but you sit right here next to me in spirit.
Yes, yes, Gary. But first, let's get this started. Okay, y'all know they do black people wrong with these wax figures sometimes. Oh. But this time, it's equal opportunity messiness, y'all. Panathenaika Museum in Hamburg, Germany just unveiled a statue of Taylor Swift. And y'all, the Swifties are not happy. Ooh, some fans said the face is just wrong. And others pointed out that Taylor usually makes the heart hand gesture with all her fingers, but the statue is only using her thumbs and index finger. So what y'all think about this? Who is that?
That's Taylor Mist. That's not a very
from
good...
the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
That's Taylor Zellweger.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm upset about whoever the people complaining. When they had Beyonce looking like Cher, nobody said nothing, but now everybody complaining about Taylor.
They said everything. Everybody had some, especially the Beehive. They was going in on it.
Yeah, they wasn't feeling it at all.
Yeah, I think the Swifties are going to go melt that down.
This is definitely not a hit, and it's a miss. It's horrible.
Yeah, this wax figure doesn't even look like it's happy to be a wax figure. It's like so weird in the face. All right, y'all, Blake Lively's new movie, It Ends With Us, is a big hit, but she seems to be feuding with her co-star slash director, Justin Baldoni.
Uh-oh.
There's a scene in the movie where Justin has to lift Blake up, and reportedly he asked a trainer how much she weighs because he has a back problem. Okay. But since supposedly she thought he was fat-shaming her when she found out about it because she had just had a baby, then in one of their kissing scenes, he allegedly lingered too long, which made her uncomfortable. Ooh. But fans are actually pissed at Blake over all of this because the movie is about domestic violence, but she has been plugging her beauty line and talking about wearing a Britney Spears dress, whereas Justin's interviews have been more appropriate. What do you think of this feud? What's going on?
They talk, they know they had to do these scenes together. Like, so how can you tell if somebody's lingering too long? And, you know, are you just mad at him because he made the comment and you felt like he fat-shamed you, so now you got an attitude with him? Like, well, it's too many different
things. Well, I think the story checks out because, like, if you feel like you've had back issues and you don't want to pick a person up or you just want to see what the weight limit is,
right,
it would also probably make you slow to withdraw from a kiss.
Ah.
So those same back issues that allowed him to not pick her up also allowed him to not move so swiftly after they were done kissing.
Now, headcrack, a withdrawal from a kiss is just a little bit back and forth.
It depends on which vertebrae is injured,
see, that's
man.
That's the guy
stuff. Yeah.
He wanted to linger.
Oh.
Okay,
now Love & Hip Hop's Lil Scrappy and his ex Bambi, they've had their issues since splitting up, but it seems like things are going well, you know, with co-parenting and their three kids. So Scrappy showed off some roses that Bambi sent them and told us that she said, "I appreciate you for being a present parent in your kid's life." Then he addressed it by saying, "Thank you for the acknowledgement, Sean, and I appreciate you for being an amazing mom. Keep up the great work." He also said men don't usually get gifts for being a good person. So what y'all think it is?
I think this is very sweet.
I think it's ridiculous.
Why, Gary?
Men don't have to be acknowledged. That's their children. So why should, I mean, you shouldn't be acknowledged.
Gary, they've been going at it though, Gary. So this is good to see from both sides. Like they're both like acknowledging each other. They're saying sweet things instead of mean and bitter things. Like this is great to see them working together for the benefit of the kids.
And don't you know, if you want someone to continue doing something that you like, you acknowledge them for it. You say, oh, you're doing such a good, I really like how you do it. Thank you.
Yes.
But I would like to speak on behalf of most of the men out there. The flowers suck as a gift for men. There's nothing we can do with flowers. I mean, we barely keep our kids alive sometimes.
Hey, Greg.
It is a kind gesture, but why is something he could utilize, like a pack of Hanes?
But who still wear Hanes?
It was just a popular brand that I felt like most of America could identify
Hanes
with.
Hanes is still out.
There's plenty of men still wear Hanes. Remember when Jordan sold Hanes? All right, the other day we talked about 68-year-old Vera Liddell, who was sentenced to 9 years in prison for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings from the school she worked at. Everybody remembers, yeah. Well, Gary, don't laugh. Okay, it seems like Miss Liddell has a new ally in her corner, and that's Kansas City Chiefs star Chris Jones. He hopped on X and said, I'll pay for the wings that she stole to get her free, which is great, but unfortunately, that's not how it works. Chris did just sign a 5-year contract extension for nearly $160 million. Are you guys surprised he made the offer?
No, he probably just loved
chicken
wings.
Well, he made it
too
damn late.
And I also feel like he thought he could pay for those wings because he would acquire them after paying them. Yeah, like
trying to purchase the wings themselves.
Yeah, you know, it was a hell of a barbecue he wanted to throw.
So, Tanner, was she of African-American descent?
Gary, you know that she was. That's a fact of the story. I don't know why you're addressing that to me specifically.
Oh, no, I just wondered.
Tanner likes wings, Gary.
I like wings.
Well, wings are universal.
Me and my cousins can't like wings?
Oh, I just didn't know.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Battle of the Thirst Traps!
And today, it's two couples. So first up is Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. They went skydiving, and she captioned it with the lyrics from her new song, Lifetimes. Katy said, like the stars are in the sky, you and I will find each other in every single life. Mm. And she included a video as well. So what y'all think?
I mean, this is fun, right? Hopping out of a helicopter?
Yeah, it looks like it's fun. Oh, I don't know about that. Well, they were lower to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't jump too high up.
Yeah.
That would have been a different story.
Yeah.
You know, they look good. I don't know if it's a thirst trap. They're just two in-shape people having fun and being adventurous.
Yeah, this is not a thirst trap. Not to
doing
me.
The do, as they used to say in the 90s.
Okay.
That's a whole Mountain Dew commercial. Yes, just doing extreme things.
Oh, yeah.
Jump out of a helicopter.
Yeah. Make it do what it do.
Yo, and face it off against them, we got Teresa Giudice and Luis Ruelas. She shared some vacation pics and said, Bodrum, Turkey, with my love, Yacht Life. But she misspelled the yacht, and it was spelled like Yatch. and she might be looking a little too snatched on that Yatch because fans called her out for using too many filters. What do you think?
I mean, Lil Yachty does look pretty tight there.
Like, she hooked herself up and she left her man out there to dry, yo.
He don't look bad.
No, like, she used all the filter on herself. Because you could tell who is, like, AI and who's, like, regular in the picture.
He looks like somebody's grabbed him by the back of the head.
Yeah, she was going to do her face, though. She could have took the line out of his forehead, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he got a really strongly pulled ponytail.
That looks like the wax figure version of them from the Taylor Swift story earlier.
That is funny.
So, all right, who wins the battle, y'all?
I think Teresa and her man.
No, you think they win it?
Well, I don't think the other one's not really like a trap.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Katy Perry and
Orlando?
Orlando Bloom, because that's dangerous what they did.
Wait, Gary, who do you think's trapping the hardest?
All of them, honey. I don't know why y'all sitting there playing crazy. It's all a trap.
All right. it's all a trap. All right, up next, boxer Oscar De La Hoya is dishing on an uncomfortable fashion moment that's haunted him for years, so come right back.
This one?
No, that's not it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so I remember Oscar De La Hoya's lingerie scandal back in the day.
Yes.
Man, he got dragged for being in drag.
Ooh, now, yes, ooh, ding, ding, yes, ding. He did.
Mm. All right. So, you know, at first he claimed the fishnet pantyhose pictures were fake, but later he admitted they were real. Well, he just went on Club Shay Shay. He told Shannon Sharp it was a setup, and he was drugged. Check this out.
Two women come in my room with a suitcase. That's all I remember the next
day. What was in the suitcase?
Well, women's clothes.
Fishnet.
What you think,
yeah,
Shannon?
Women's clothes, drugs, this, that. Yeah, they set me up.
So let me guess. There was cocaine on the clothes, and they said, smell the clothes.
First of all,
because of the clothes, he got high.
Right, you know there. How hard it is to put on some fishnets because your fingers keep going through them and all that? So to put on a whole fishnet bodysuit and be high, I don't know about this one now. I don't know.
Well, I know about it, Brad. If most men would be honest, most men wear women lingerie. I have a heterosexual male friend that love putting on nice satin gowns, and he wear the fuzzy little slippers because they say they love the way the material feel on the skin. And these men know that most men put on women lingerie. So, I mean, that's nothing new.
No, you give that friend a long enough time, he's going to know what an Oscar Mayer or a wiener tastes like. Most people aren't just out here doing it. Have you ever wore women's lingerie, Tanner?
Absolutely not. HK, Gary, I think your friend's being really honest with you about one thing and maybe not honest with you about the other thing. Also, I just want to throw out a side theory here. Like, I was just listening to Oscar, and it sounds to me like he was going through, like, a wild time in his life and, like having all kinds of parties.
You would have been better off saying that the picture was AI, even back then. Before anyone knew what AI was. Because no one's going to believe, oh, man, I got drugged, and then I put on lingerie.
Oh, he's got on heels. I didn't see the heels.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you realize how hard it is for a man to probably put, like, Cinderella,
it's hard for
Cinderella
women to put
his
on
way into some shoes?
Because our fingers go through, so you have to really, like, he put those on himself.
Not only do your fingers go through fishnet, Brad, everything else goes through it.
Yo, and what if he managed to put that fishnet on while wearing the gloves?
Oh, see, now that's impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, y'all, from lingerie, I'm just playing, from lingerie to feet, Joan Vasos, or Vasos, is it Vasos? Anyway, she was a contestant on The Golden Bachelor, and now she's going to be the Golden Bachelorette, y'all.
Oh.
Joan, who's 61, says she's gotten dirty pictures in her DMs, of course.
Oh, sorry about that.
But that's not all. She said, I got people with foot fetishes. They wanted me to send them pictures of my feet and would pay me for it. One person offered to buy all the shoes that I wore on Golden Bachelor. It was scary. So, do you think she should have sold the shoes?
Yeah, because you got to strike while the iron's hot. You ain't going to be the Golden Bachelorette forever.
Yeah.
So you got to run it while the demand is there.
I would definitely sell the shoes.
Yeah, I would sell shoes that weren't mine.
Okay.
Yeah, sell the shoes, Joan. Come on now.
Keep your favorites. Sell the ones you don't want.
I'm going to go to Rack Room Shoes and just buy a bunch of shoes.
I also really like the idea that all of a sudden she was getting DMs and she didn't even know what to do with them. And she's like, what's going on here? And her kids are like, that's a penis. Don't look at it. Bro. Don't look at it, Mom.
Oh, man.
All right, up next, Garcelle Beauvais, Vaughn W. Hebron, and Donna Biscoe are joining us to dish on their new movie, Tempted by Love. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Guys, we have my good friend Garcelle Beauvais, Vaughn Hebron, and Donna Biscoe in the building today to talk about their new movie, Tempted by Love, which airs this Saturday, August 17th on Lifetime. Guys, welcome to Dish Nation.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Loving the new studio.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, we're glad you're here. Garcelle, besides being in the movie, you're also a producer on the film. Congrats on that. What made you want to produce and star in the film?
I really wanted to do this project. When we thought about it, there was no script. It was just a concept. And a May to December movie, romance movie, sounded really good to me. And I've been getting into, you know, producing a lot, and I'm really loving it. So the story came together. I love the idea of an older woman with a younger man.
Come on now.
But yes. I mean, who wouldn't, right? Yes. But there's a lot of layers to it.
Right.
Okay. It started with a concept I love.
Tanner, shut up.
Right. Okay, this one is for Don and Vaughn.
Okay.
This movie is all about love. Has love ever tempted you into doing something that you shouldn't have done? And can you tell us about it?
Ooh.
Oh. We'll start with you.
Well, when I was in college, I had
don't leave nothing out now.
I had a boyfriend. I was
Yeah, and we did a whole bunch of stuff we shouldn't have been. I can't say too much. My husband's gonna watch.
Oh yeah. What about you?
I probably spent a lot of money on a trip one time that I shouldn't have. Yeah. You know, I went somewhere that I shouldn't have gone, and things happened that probably shouldn't have happened. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Garcelle, I'm not sure if you've seen the articles about your appearance on Good Morning America, but was it lust or love that tempted you to shoot your shot at Michael Strahan on Good Morning America?
Well, it wasn't love, but you know,
I missed that one.
A little lusting for Mr. Strahan.
Me too. What'd you say, girl? I missed
you. Tell.
I know. Oh my God. They said, how come we haven't seen your love life on, you know, Housewives on Beverly Hills? And I said, so Michael, when you come next season.
Yes.
And so he started blushing and that just took off.
Oh, of course.
I tried. That was cute, a girl's got to try.
Okay.
Did you check your DMs later to make sure he didn't like try to follow up?
Yeah. Or? I won't tell.
Okay. Oh.
Attempted by DM.
Yes. I thought you were going to stop at something.
Where's that movie
at? Sounds like a good one, yeah.
Okay, were there any fun behind-the-scenes moment while filming? I'm sure there were.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
They should make a gag reel.
Yeah?
Oh, it was so many fun moments. Garcelle, she just is so easy to poke fun at.
You know, and he does all the time.
Yeah. So that's all I did.
And she can clap back. No, we really had a good time. I mean, it was really, really fun in terms of, like, us getting together in terms of our romance and then the friendships and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We got drunk during a scene.
A
few times.
Okay, I was going to say one.
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry.
You don't let it all out.
Will it be easy to tell what scene it was?
You might have to watch it once or twice.
Everybody looks so calm.
Maybe not on the first watch, but on the second watch.
All right, okay. We have this conversation here a lot. We talk about this a lot on Dish. But what is the maximum age difference you would consider when you're dating somebody?
I would say
10 years.
10?
10, yeah.
I don't think I'd go younger than 40. 38, 40.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
I mean, is there a wrong answer?
Yeah. No.
Definitely not.
Everybody looking like
38, 40, that's an adult.
I'm raising boys. I don't need to raise anybody else.
I know that's right.
The fun's not over yet. There's more with the cast of Tempted by Love when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, we do this little thing called Thirst Trapping with the Stars here at Dish. And when we went to your IG, Vaughn, you getting dressed, boo. So what do you think, you guys? Is this a thirst trap or not?
Okay, hold on, Vaughn. What is going on here?
I'm getting dressed.
What are you doing?
I'm putting socks on.
Oh, my God.
And I'm putting jeans on.
Thirst trap.
The type of footage would be put up by like somebody who secretly recorded somebody. Being that you recorded yourself, bro, you trapping, man.
I don't disagree with you.
How many DMs does a post like this get you?
About three.
He can't even count.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, Donna. We also went to your page and we saw this photo of you. Oh. Are we trapping here a little bit?
That's
definitely a thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
We are trapping, Donna.
Yeah.
That's that I got some candy in my bra smile.
Oh, my God. Donna.
Yeah.
Come on,
it's
cleavage.
The camera. It's the camera. There we go.
And what kind of activity be in them DMs?
Got a husband.
Nice, Miss D. All right, Miss Donna.
Mrs. D, yeah.
All right, now, Garcelle, we cannot leave you out. So you posted this on your Insta. Is this a thirst trap or not?
Thirst trap.
Yes.
Come and find me.
She's parched.
Trap, set, go.
Looking for a man.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Y'all gonna trap everybody to be right in front of the TV to check out the movie this weekend.
Well, y'all, that's all the time we have today on Dish Nation, but we thank y'all for stopping by. We had so much fun. Y'all make sure y'all watch Tempted by Love this Saturday at 8 p.m. on Lifetime. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank y'all so much.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed.
They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.